Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Dear Lupin. Real-life father and son James and Jack Fox star as Roger Mortimer and his son Charlie in this comedy adapted by Michael Simkins from the best-selling book, which itself consists of a series of letters sent by Roger to Charlie between 1967 and 1991 as his offspring went increasingly off the rails. Mortimer Sr. was a decorated war hero and for around 30 years racing correspondent of the Times. But Charlie, despite being given a start in life that many would envy, including an Eton education, frittered away any privilege in favour of a more hedonistic lifestyle that consisted of harebrained schemes, dead-end jobs and an existence that became more dependent on drink and drugs. Even enlisting in his dad's old regiment didn't mark a turning point or a mending of his ways. Bringing the reading of letters to the stage presents its own problems, of course, and it's really only fitfully successful here. The role of Charlie has been expanded to allow him to narrate events, while the part of Roger consists of him quoting his own correspondence and putting on a funny wig or hat and mugging along as a variety of peripheral characters, a device that doesn't always work, to be honest. Given Charlie's behaviour, his father seems to have retained a good humour about everything, and consequently James Fox as Roger gets most of the best lines. Roger was a slightly eccentric upper-class gent of the old school, of whom very few exist these days. His remarks and observations about everyone from oddball family members to Yoko Ono of all people are gloriously un-PC, and his wicked and witty turn of phrase would be a gift to any actor. Charlie, on the other hand, could easily be dismissed as an overprivileged oik who brought any misfortune on himself and for whom it's difficult to feel any sympathy. So it's testament to Jack Fox's performance that he at least imbues him with a certain charm, although Fox's inexperience as a stage actor often shows through and he sometimes struggles with a character that feels rather one-dimensional. So the first act is amusing rather than laugh-out-loud funny, as both actors and director Philip Franks try to inject some life into what is, after all, a static subject. After the break, though, the play takes on a more poignant feel, as age takes its toll and tragedy envelops the family. And this slight change of mood makes for a more compelling piece of theatre, as both actors find something a little more substantial to get their teeth into. In the end, it's a play about love, the unswerving love that a parent has for a child and vice versa. The fact that both actors here are also related gives the piece a certain extra dynamic, but while this is by turns amusing and moving, in the end you can't help feeling that Dear Lupin works better on the page than it does on the stage. It continues at the Apollo Theatre in Shaftesbury Avenue until the 19th of September. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.